This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
Welcome to 20th Century Boy. Boom, chick, boom, chick, chick, boom, boom, boom. My name is Radio Mike, and today is a public holiday. I actually forgot that today is in Victoria, the state that I live in, is a public holiday. And last week I obviously changed the release date of the podcast to Wednesdays, so I could record on a Tuesday. Totally forgot today's a public holiday. Here I am recording the podcast. Everyone else out and about. It's Melbourne Cup here in Melbourne, which is also known as the race that stops the nation, which is it's a big horse race. It's a public holiday we take off because we love gambling, apparently. We also have a public holiday the Friday before the AFL Grand Final, which is really funny. And I just wanted to say, I find it really funny when, because, you know, obviously horse racing is a controversial topic. By the way, I should introduce the podcast. I'm Radio Mike. This is a podcast about me, a young late 20s person trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life. Horse racing is obviously a controversial topic. You know, the horses don't get treated too well all the time and etc. But, and one of the things that over the last few years is gaining a lot of prominence is, the whole nup to the cup kind of slogan. And, you know, I'm not too into, I've never been into gambling or horse racing or anything like that. So frankly, I don't care about the Melbourne Cup. I think we just got some feedback on the mic there. Sorry about that. I don't care about the Melbourne Cup, but I find it really funny that, like, I've seen people in the past post, like, you know, why the Melbourne Cup is bad, nup to the cup, and then, like, you know, on their Insta stories or something, and then in the next story, they're like, making Wagyu beef for dinner, delicious, and it's like, you can't really, no offense if you're one of these people, but is that, sorry, guys, is there feedback coming from the mic? I don't know. Anyway, you can't really say nup to the cup and be against horse racing but still eat meat, because really it's the same principle. Like, you're all about animal welfare. So if you eat meat but are against the Melbourne Cup, you need to, like, reassess. And I've seen so many people do it and it's hilarious. Like, you need to reassess your life, because you should align those values. There's a bit of cognitive dissonance going on there, I think. But anyway, it's been a crazy kind of few weeks. Like, we're out of lockdown now. The weather here in Melbourne's great. Everyone's going out, having a good time. I'm looking outside the window. The sun is shining. Might be a slightly shorter episode this week because I do kind of want to get out there. But it's been weird. Like, it still hasn't settled into me that lockdown's over and we can go back to normal. Like, I feel as though a lot of the time I'm, like, you still have to book places in advance. You can't just, like, walk into a restaurant and go sit down necessarily. You have to book and you have to check in and show your vaccination certificate. And it's all very weird and strange and I'm not used to it. So it doesn't really feel like we're back to normal in any sense, but we are allowed to do stuff now. But I think I've just kind of grown accustomed to not doing stuff. So now I just, like, am fine with just being at home, which is, like, kind of a weird thing to say. But, like, I feel like for the rest of my life now, I'm just going to be okay with being at home. Anyway, that's kind of where we're at society-wise. But podcast-wise, where are we at? You may or may not have noticed, wow, brand new podcast artwork. What the hell? Brand new podcast artwork. Yeah. This is really cool. I was really excited to launch this. We decided to launch it this week. Yeah, there is a new podcast artwork. If it hasn't updated yet, it might take like 24 hours or you might need to manually do it on your app. But there is a new podcast artwork, video viewers. I'm going to put it on the screen now. This is really exciting. The old podcast artwork, which was the cartoon mic sitting in front of the big radio, the dark blue background, was done by Cassie Stevens, longtime friend of the show and Mike, also known as Soggy Savoy on Instagram if you want to check out her work. Amazing art. She also did the tune mic that is in all the thumbnails, which I believe we're going to keep using for the thumbnails. But I just thought after, you know, we're coming to the end of the third year of the podcast, going into season four next year, I just felt like, hey, it's, you know, the show has changed. I've changed. The artwork should reflect that. So North Nine Studios designed this fantastic new artwork. My housemate took a bunch of photos of me and I really like it. I'm really stoked with it. And the reason I didn't use a photo originally was because I didn't, I wasn't like even comfortable with myself visually. So it's kind of a reflection of my own self-development. Like I was just fine with using a photo of myself. And I'm really stoked with how it turned out. I hope you like the new artwork. It's really cool. So it's now, if you can't see it, I'm going to splash it all over my Instagram and, everything as well. So definitely get, on board that. I hope you like the new artwork. I love it. And generally speaking, I usually do the plug at the end, but, just quickly at the top, I'll do a full one later, but Harry Potter and the Boys is back. That's coming out on Tuesdays. How exciting. Sammy Garlep joins me. That is back. There's two more chapters left of book one, two or three more chapters. So definitely go and binge listen to that. And as well as that, everything's going to be on just the Radio Mike YouTube channel. So head there now and subscribe if you want to see video versions of all of my podcasts. I would really like that. All right. Let me know what you think of the new artwork, by the way. I would love some feedback on it. Trivia question of the week. We do it every week. I still need to make an opener for this. Last week, it was, I played an 8-bit remix of a TV show theme song, and you guys had to guess what it was. Here is the song. Okay, so it's pretty obvious what it was. A lot of people got this one. The answer to this week's trivia question of the week is, of course, the theme song to the classic Nickelodeon cartoon, SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants, SpongeBob SquarePants. I wonder if I can play them at the same time. Let me just try that so you can hear them next to each other. Just going to fade this down. Let's just try it. There you can. There you go. In case you didn't believe me, here's proof. That's cool. Okay, so that was the answer. A lot of people got this correct. You can answer the question by going to 1-800-438-353, calling, leaving a voicemail. A little bit more on that later, but the closest answer wins. So even if you don't know, leave a guess anyway. This week, the first person to get the answer to correct was Radio Alex Sky. Welcome to the RF. And here's what he said.
Mike, Radio Alex Sky here for the second week in a row. Bloody hell, what's this shit? But yes, trivia question this week. I believe it sounds like the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song. Could be wrong, could be right, not sure. Anyway, get fucked.
Well, you already know you're right. Well done, Alex Sky. You got it correct. That's a point next to your name. There is some prize at the end of the year for whoever has the most points. First person to call in wins. This is this week's trivia question. It is another sonically based one, as in it's a sound. This is a popular song. That's all I'll say. This is a popular song played in reverse. The first maybe 5 seconds of this song played in reverse. Can you guess what song this is? I actually think it's pretty easy. I will play it one more time for you. Okay, what is that song? I think it's pretty obvious. Like, if you know anything about music, you should be able to get that pretty quickly. But that is this week's trivia question of the week. 1-800-438-353 to send in your answers. Of course, I would love to say, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. If you would like to support this show, $1 a month, you get access to 2 bonus podcasts between Pat and myself, the Mike's podcast and the Pat and Mike podcast. There hasn't been one for a couple of weeks. Apologies for that. There will be one this week. We're looking forward to recording it. I think this week, what we might do, well, one of the upcoming Pat and Mike shows that we're doing is going to be a completely improvised Simpsons episode. So me and Pat are going to do impressions of Simpsons characters, and we're going to do, the whole thing will just be a completely improvised episode. Now, for me, I can already tell it's going to be very Marge-centric.
I think Marge is going to come up a lot, but Pat has a greater range of characters, so it could be, there could be a lot going on in this episode.
So if you want to hear a completely improvised Simpsons episode from me and Pat, the producer of this show, patreon.com/radiomike, for as little as $1 a month, it goes a really, really long way, nearly up to 40 patrons. Thank you so much. As well as that, get in the Discord to get involved in the discussion around the show, send feedback for the show and etc., and get announcements from me, and paypal.me/itsradiomike if you'd prefer to just make a one-off donation. I would really appreciate that. $12 a year really is your subscription to Radio Mike Content Productions. That's 3 coffees a year with this guy. So yeah, I would love for you to get on board, subscribe to the YouTube, and just get around all my stuff. That would be fantastic. You can also go to radiomike.com.au/merch, pick up some stickers or any other merch to help support the show. That would be really, really awesome. A couple things came in. I'm just looking to the left, video viewers, because I don't have my laptop here, so I'm just reading off my Mac mini screen, which is pretty far away. But one came in from Radio Bailey Moore. I like to read these out when they come in because they prove my point. He said, "Happy 25th birthday, Radio Mike. Just got to that episode. Hoping you're well." Of course, nearly 2 years ago to the day, on December 12th, 2019, it was my 25th birthday when the episode of the podcast came out. And I told everyone that you should send me a message whenever you're listening to that episode and say happy 25th birthday, and then I will live immortally as a 25-year-old forever. Well, thank you so much, Radio Bailey Moore, who is finally up to that episode. That is great. And of course, Radio H So Something, that I can't read from this far away. Welcome to the radio family. Great, relevant little thing he sent in. He says he was hanging out in Beechworth, I don't know where that is, and came across this outside a bookstore. He sent a picture, of course, of an MDF. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that there is one rule of this podcast, and that is don't block the MDF. If you're new to the podcast, you're going to have to go back to that episode to understand it. But if you see an MDF in public, ensure it is not blocked, otherwise catastrophes can ensue. Make sure it's not blocked. The MDF in the photo that HSO has sent in is in fact unblocked, which is a good result for everybody involved. So really happy with that. But anytime you send an MDF in, definitely send a photo my way. And as well as that, it's good to see that little things are picking up as inside jokes of the show. Like, people do send me pictures of MDFs. And more so than anything else, people do send me pictures of another abomination in society, which I will get to very shortly. I did want to say, I think now that lockdown has ended in multiple parts of Australia, a lot of people who, because a while ago we did a TikTok about 1-800-438-353, aka 1-800-GET-FUCKED. Let's play the theme. We haven't played it for a while.
If you've got a contribution to the podcast, there's only one number you see. Call 1-800-438-353.
That's good fun. Call it up. It's obviously 1-800-GET-FUCKED, GETFKD. We, the podcast, crowdfunded that number. We raised the money to come up with the funds to buy it. And special thanks to Radio Whitey's company, who lets us have a free subscription to whatever it is that makes the hotline thing work. I don't know. At one point, I gave $350 that you guys helped me raise to Whitey, and now we have the phone number. He can explain it further. I think since lockdown ended, when that video went viral, a lot of people saw it. And now that lockdown's ended, I think people are going out and being like, hey, do you know about this 1-800-GET-FUCKED thing? Because the influx of calls, particularly on Friday and Saturday nights, and particularly from young kids who would be on TikTok, who are leaving just some of the most abusive messages ever. Like, it's getting to the point where I worry that the number, like, the number clearly still functions as a tool for the podcast, but now I feel like non-podcast listeners have discovered it and are like, hey, like, let's call it and say really racist and offensive stuff to whoever it is on the other end, or say really, yeah, say really derogatory stuff. It's very interesting. Keep in mind, I assume no one who listens to that to the podcast is doing this, but your phone number does come up, so you are traceable if you leave a message to 1-800-GET-FUCKED. I don't think these people care, but it is like some of the messages I'm hearing, I'm like, I cannot believe it. Sounds like a 10-year-old kid is saying this stuff, and it's insane. I'm not going to play any of them on the pod because they aren't very appropriate at all. But I just wanted to plug that. I am getting a lot of messages from people around Australia and the world, I hope. That seems to be people agreeing with me a lot on one particular gripe that I have with society. We all know what it is. In fact, Radio Shooter, longtime troll of this podcast, likes to kind of shake things up on this podcast. He sent me a voice message to 1-800-438-353, and he said this.
Hey, Mike. Shooter here. Just checking in, see how you're going, mate. Just thought I'd let you know, it's 57 days till Christmas. All right. Thanks, mate.
Oh, Halloween just finished. I think it's the 2nd of November today when I'm recording this. And wow, the amount of Christmas stuff that is coming up. I saw a thing that like Santa Radio is like a digital radio station that is active and playing Christmas carols from today. We all know on this podcast that my opinion on Christmas is that Christmas does not begin until December 15th. You don't even think about it before then. And I've caught myself in the past few weeks, I have caught myself unwittingly and accidentally thinking about Christmas. And it's not my fault. It is because of the propaganda machines, the retailers, the local councils putting up decorations, my nonna, my own grandmother who already has Christmas decorations up in her house, that I am forced to think about Christmas, which is something that I shouldn't have to think about until mid-December. Why? I've said it once, I'll say it again. If every day is Christmas, no day is Christmas. Okay? A lot of people sending stuff in. Special thanks to Radio Thick Latino. Don't think that's his real name. I think he's made it up. He's been in Greensboro. I think that's an outer northeastern suburb of Melbourne. I could be wrong. He said, clearly Greensboro didn't get the memo about not being allowed to celebrate Christmas in November. On a main street in Greensboro, there's a Christmas tree decoration. What's with that, Greensboro? So what I want to do over the next few weeks, particularly November, is any Christmas thing you see out in public in the wild, send it into the show. We're going to name and shame places that celebrate Christmas way too early. Thankfully, my suburb, Kensington, have not seen any Christmas material around. I did see a lot of Christmas stuff when I went to Kmart on the weekend. Lots and lots of Christmas stuff at Kmart. In fact, entire sections of the store for Christmas. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Please send photos in to the Instagram, radio.mike. Thick Latino, appreciate you doing that. Really appreciating you name and shaming, because now I know Greensboro, it's a no travel for me. It's a do not travel zone. I will not go there. Kmart will not go there. I will not go anywhere with Christmas decorations. Maybe that means, so I can't go to my own grandma's. Whose fault's that? Not mine. She's the one with a Santa Claus in her living room. I think she's actually had that up since last year. She hasn't taken it down. She just likes it. Not an excuse. Christmas does not start until December 15th. I will not budge on that. Do not send me messages like,
hey,
Shooter.
Mike. Shooter here. Just checking in, see how you're going, mate. Just thought I'd let you know, it's 57 days till Christmas.
No, it's not.
All right. Thanks, mate.
It's not, because there's only ever a countdown of 10 to 12 days. My apologies for anyone who finds that upsetting, but there is only ever a countdown of 10 to 12 days. And when I accidentally think of Christmas because I see something and then I'm like, oh, maybe I should get my brother this for Christmas. He might like, no. Immediately I snap out of it. No, I don't have to think about this for at least another 40 days. Just my opinion, guys. Just putting it out there. One of the longtime goals of the show for this year was when I discovered a chicken shop around the corner from my house in Kensington called Chicken Episode 2.5. And their slogan on their like branding of the store was the second best chicken in Kensington. I think on an episode of the podcast, I actually called Chicken Episode 2.5 to check if they were still the second, if they like why they had second best chicken in Kensington on their sign. And they said it's because they're humble and they don't want anyone else to feel bad about them being the second best. Interesting. So we did plan on going there to celebrate as a radio family, which is the collective group of listeners of this show, and welcome all of you. We did want to go there at some point. So I wanted to see if we were still interested in doing that. I got Pat on the line before I started recording, and me and Pat had a chat about when we might do this.
Hey, Mike.
Pat, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to have a brief debrief with you, or a quick debrief, rather. Because I guess
by
definition, a debrief is supposed to be brief, based on the name.
Yeah, you'd think that, wouldn't you?
You would. So, a couple of things we need to raise here. Obviously, I want to do a quick audit of some of the goals of the show in days past. The main one we wanted to do was eat at Chicken Episode 2.0, which is now around the corner from my house. Is that still something you think we should do? Like get some people down now that lockdown's over in Melbourne?
Yeah, 100%. I think that'd be a really good idea. I'm sure we've got people, you know, we've got radio family in the Melbourne area who'd be pretty keen.
So when do you think we should do it? Because I was thinking this week, but is there a better time to do it?
This week might be a little soon for everyone, but I don't know, maybe we could organise it for, say, like, within, like, the next 2 weeks, so, like, maybe, like, the next couple, I assume weekends would be better for some people, but, like, you know, we could do, like, a Friday night, we could do, you know, I think we should put it out there, we should just put it out there to the fam, the radio fam, and, yeah, see what's for them, but I reckon next 2 weeks. We could definitely do something.
Do you think, actually, because we are coming towards the end of the year, usually the podcast wraps up around, like, mid to late December. Would you consider doing the chicken episode as a radio family Christmas party wrap-up for the podcast? So that's, like, an end-of-year thing.
Yeah, that would be a really good idea, actually.
Okay, cool. Well, let's settle on that. So for the end of the year, We will be going to Chicken Episode 2.0 or 2.5. I'm not sure which one it is.
I think it is actually 2.5, but either way.
Okay. And any listener of the show will be welcome. I'll try and book out a few tables and I'll make a Facebook event or something equivalent. You can RSVP. It's in Kensington, Melbourne. It's the second best chicken in Kensington, which is exactly why we're going. So that'll be happening sometime mid to late. Probably more like the first couple weeks of December we'll do that. Cool. All right. And one other thing I wanted to raise with you, Pat, that I didn't give you pre-warning about. We are tying up loose, like just auditing some of the things on the show. A few weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, we had you on to talk about the launch of the Redbubble sticker store for this podcast.
Yep.
And that was something you were really passionate about?
Maybe not really. I wasn't like 100% passionate, but I thought, oh, hey, if it means a couple extra bucks, sure.
And can I just clarify on the Redbubble sticker store, how many stickers have we sold?
Zero.
Okay. So do you think... do you think we should keep it up or take it down?
Well, as a Redbubble seller myself, look, what I've come to experience is that even if you leave something up for like a year, 2 years, and it makes next to no money, it's still worth it just for the slight chance you make even one sale.
Okay, so remind everyone where they can access the Redbubble sticker shop to buy stickers from this podcast.
RadioMikeShop.redbubble.com. Please buy stickers and prove Mike wrong that Redbubble is indeed a viable option.
Someone buy a sticker this week from the Redbubble shop. Thank you, Pat. I will see you at Chicken Episode later in the year, and probably before that, to be honest.
True. No worries. I'll see you there. And to everyone thinking about coming to Chicken Episode, be there or get clocked.
Hey, nice. All right. See you, Pat. So there you go. We will be going to Chicken Episode 2.0 sometime in early to mid-December. Maybe we'll be talking about Christmas at that point, because of course it could be after December 15th. But I would love to get an idea of who would be interested in coming if you are from Melbourne or if you will be in Melbourne at the time, because I'll probably will have to book. But I'd love to see as many people there as possible. This will probably be the first kind of podcast meetup thing we've done. And I'll definitely be there. I'm assuming Pat will be there. So if you'd like to come down, have some chicken, maybe we can go like sit in the park after and just chat. It'll probably be on a Friday and Saturday night. I reckon it'll be really fun. So I would really like to see you there. Funnily enough, Radio Jack Druce, obviously he couldn't have heard the podcast already because I'm still recording it, but he did just send me a picture of a retailer that is selling a bunch of Christmas stuff. And he said, love to see it. Not because we don't love to see it. I've replied. I said, disgusting. Name and shame. Where? So hopefully he replies by the end of the podcast so we can do our first Christmas name and shame. Couple more things for today. Last week we started up a new segment and I wanted to do the second edition today because I can't get enough of these and I got some really good feedback on them. So let's do one of these.
Here's my nonna, she's my grandma, I'm Italian, yeah it fits. She's my nonna, she's Italian, and these are her greatest hits.
Nonna's greatest hits! It's nonna's greatest hits, these are my nonna's greatest and best stories. Last week she told the great story about the chicken in the oven. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to that episode, it is an absolute classic. But I do have another one from Nonna this week. And this one is, it's quite a short and simple one, to be honest. There's not much nuance here. It's just a story about one of my Nonna's friends. So I sat down with my Nonna, and here is my Nonna's next greatest hit.
Okay, Nonna, tell your funny story now.
One, my friend.
Yeah?
She says she can't sleep.
Your friend can't sleep?
Yeah, she 87, older like this, you know.
Yeah.
And tag the sleepy tablet.
Tablets to help
I say,
sleep.
Why you can sleep, you think? She said to me, no, nothing. Just have a sing a song in my ear.
So what? She hears music in
yeah.
her ears?
I say, what a sing a song doing? Christmas sing a song.
So she yeah. hears Christmas yeah. music.
And I say to her, no other sing a song, you know, no, Christmas.
So she just hears Christmas songs, not other songs.
No, just
and
Christmas.
And she can't sleep.
No.
Yes, I did deliberately choose this one this week. And I don't mean to beat a dead horse, but I do have to continue on this line. Because it is now clear to me that not only is Christmas before December 15th a nuisance, but you heard the story. My nonna's friend cannot sleep. She's 87 years old. She cannot sleep because she's hearing Christmas songs in her head on repeat. Christmas ruins lives before December 15th. I'll say it again. Christmas ruins lives before December 15th. After December 15th, Christmas is great. Tis the season. Let's get around it, guys. But if you're an 87-year-old woman and you're hearing Christmas songs on repeat in your mind, come on, no one can sit there and tell me that they want that for their grandma. I wouldn't want it for mine. And Christmas songs are deliberately catchy that we want to play them throughout the year. We want to play them in November because we're like, oh, you know, like, wouldn't mind. I've caught myself humming a bit of, what's that one? And the sleigh bells ringing and singing along. Ding, dong, ding. And it's dead friend of yours in the yard. I've caught myself humming that. I've got another Chiquitita. Long-time listeners of the show will know I had the song Chiquitita by ABBA stuck in my head for 15 years. Now I've got White Christmas stuck in my head. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I don't want it there, but it's there. And then I think about Christmas, then I get upset. My nonna's friend, she's got Christmas stuck in her head. Christmas, no. No-mas. November, that's it. We've got it. Christmas is from December 15th onward. In November, it's called No-mas. From December 1st to 15th, nearly miss. And we are currently in No-mas. So Merry No-mas to all of you. Merry No-mas to all of you. Spread the No-mas cheer. And the No-mas cheer is that Christmas is not happening until the 15th of December and we don't have to think about it. That's all. That's literally all. Anyway, I went out to try a JFC burger. I talked about this on the pod recently. I went out to try a JFC burger, which is a Jack's fried chicken burger. I will do a proper comparison of the Zinger and the JFC in the future, but I did just want to add here, it's clearly Hungry Jack's attempt to copy KFC's chicken, but it's definitely more akin to a McDonald's, like crispy chicken burger or spicy chicken burger, just to put it out there. It's not very zingery. But anyway, I'll do a proper comparison in the coming weeks. That being said, here's where I want to end it. The last thing I really want to talk about. Shout out to Radio John. Oh, sorry, I pressed the wrong sound effect. It's this one. they're in a similar spot, so I just got confused there for a sec. Sorry, Radio John. I plugged this last week, but I was on FOFOP with Charlie Clawson, which is a podcast that Will Anderson and Charlie Clawson do on alternating weeks. I was a guest on Charlie's episode. Link in the description to this podcast. There's also a Spotify link for podcasts that I have been the guest on in the past. And I said one thing that I think a lot of people seem to relate to a lot because a lot of people messaged me about this. So I'll put the audio in here of what I said. What I think about podcasting that's really interesting, and it's funny you say that cynicism around, because I totally agree with this idea that a lot of podcasts now seem to be, hey, like, I'm this person, and my podcast is me talking to interesting people about interesting things. Yeah, or my famous friends, right? Now, and I do kind of feel cynical about that, because those podcasts don't really seem to have a point to me. And I will always like cherry pick the episodes to be like, okay, Conan O'Brien is talking to like Ray Romano, and I used to watch Everybody Loves Raymond, so I'm going to listen to that episode because that sounds cool. But I'm not going to listen to every episode. Some people would. What I think is potentially more valuable in the podcast space that isn't actually necessarily being as explored as much is this idea of like podcasts can be so niche, right? And an example I always use is the fact that I love the band Blink-182, right? I love them so much. And no one in my life cares about them as much as me. So I can never have conversations with people about the band Blink-182. But there are three Blink-182 podcasts that talk about, one talks about all the new information about Blink, one track by track reviews all of their songs, and one's like another news one. And I'm like, I care so much, and that is the only way that I can engage with other people who are into that, other people who are into the same like fandoms and communities as me. And I definitely think there's value in that, even though your numbers might not be massive. Like, you do have a demographic that you know will tune into this, and you kind of have an idea of what their interests are and what kind of things they might be into, and therefore what you can sell them. So that's what I said. Didn't think many people would relate to this, but I got, as I said, so many messages, including Radio John. He says, "Hey Mike, John here. I'm a new follower of yours on Insta, but I know you from the Tofop universe. Of course, I work on a bunch of Will and Charlie's podcasts, including Willosophy, Tofop, Fofop. I just listened to your Fofop with Charlie and really enjoyed it. Thanks, man. Lots of laughs and great insights into pop culture and the world of podcasting. So here I am now following you and subscribing to your pod. But the real reason I'm writing is to say that I am in the exact same boat when it comes to Blink-182. No one else in my life really cares about them or kind of thinks they're a joke, which I suppose I understand. Dude, in the exact same boat. I get it. So I'm left listening to Blink podcasts and checking the subreddit pretty much every day. Exactly the same. Literally exactly the same. Just wanted you to know that you're not alone there. And this isn't the only support message for Blink-182 that I received. I love Blink-182. They're one of my favorite bands. Like, I don't relate to their music in the same way I did when I was a teenager, but the nostalgia factor is huge. Their 2003 self-titled album is probably one of the best, like, progressive punk records I've ever heard. And of course, they have classic albums like Enema of the State, which is such a great, like, I'm looking at the sunshine outside right now, and I'm like, if I was in a car driving right now, I would love to be listening to Enema. And their new albums as well, I really like. Here's what I want to do, though. We have a Discord for this podcast, and there's a lot of different channels in the podcast. In the podcast Discord. There's, like, music discussion, movie discussion, gaming discussion, this podcast discussion, like, lots of different things. They're very active. Technology, and etc. I am going to start, because clearly we need it, the Blink-182 Lovers Association channel in the Discord. Any Blink-182 lovers, welcome to get into that channel where the only topic you're allowed to talk about is Blink-182. And I reckon we'll get a few. And John actually asked a longer question, which I will do on the podcast next week, but I love them so much. But also, on that point that I mentioned on the Fofop, I think that is an important podcast. Why do I keep saying podcast? I think that is an important point, because podcasts are, and I'm going to get my podcast app out now, they can be so niche. So back in the day, pre what the internet is now, it was difficult to engage with a community that you loved. Like, I've said it on this podcast before, I'm going to say it again. I am a grown adult man who just, for whatever reason, you know, people know this about me, but for whatever reason, I've just never grown out of the TV series, the kids' TV series Digimon. I'm currently watching the new season. I loved it as a kid. I watched it on Cheese TV here in Australia when it was on before school at like 7:30 in the morning, when I was like 6 years old. And then when I was in year seven at school, I rediscovered it on YouTube. It was like the time of YouTube where YouTube wasn't like a proper thing yet. So people were just uploading like full episodes of anime and stuff. Rewatched it, fell in love with it again. And I've probably rewatched it like 10 times since then, you know, in the 14 years since then. Wow. That's crazy. I listen to, there are three different podcasts I'm subscribed to that talk about the show. One is called Prodigious. They've just reviewed every season of the show extensively. I love it. Like, the point I'm trying to make is it's not about Digimon or Blink-182 or Pokemon or whatever you're into. It's just the fact that, you know, what podcasts allow people to do is be part of a community that they don't have in real life. So it's like, whatever you like, take Blink-182. Okay, what I was saying on that podcast is I love the band. None of my friends like them, but none of them like like them or want to talk about them to the extent that I like them and want to talk about them, right? So yeah, I go on the Blink-182 subreddit, I read that, I listen to the podcasts of super fans who are talking about the music extensively, talking about what they like about it, right? That is how I, a fan of something, engage with the things I'm really into. And that is the beauty of podcasting, that, you know, there can be a podcast, like Four Finger Discount is a great Australian example. Dando and Mitch, now a guy called Guy, but Dando, who's been on a Mic Talks, by the way, since 2014, I think, 2015, has just been reviewing every episode of The Simpsons, right? They're now up to season 14. And I just think it's incredible. Like, and what they've done is they've done spin-offs into, they've done a Futurama version, they've done a Seinfeld, Mandalorian. Like, it's just amazing that there really is a podcast for everybody. Like, I'm looking at this one, All Systems Goku. They just review every episode of Dragon Ball Z. Amazing. If you like Dragon Ball Z, why would you not listen to it? And you would never find this content on a mainstream platform. It would only ever be a podcast or a YouTube channel. And yeah, that's just a note I wanted to end on. Like, I think podcasts are so good because they're so niche and they're so much better than anything else. Any other, like my friend Dave Lee, he's also done a Mic Talks, his podcast, like they just talk about movies, upcoming movies, pop culture. And you're just like, this is cool. Like, you would never see a show like this really on mainstream TV. And that's why people are moving away from those platforms. So like, literally the fact that I mentioned Blink-182 on a podcast, and this, I remember to draw it all back, when I was starting out in radio with learning from DD Dunleavy, who I mentioned on last week's pod, she's a radio person on 3AW, I interviewed her for a uni assignment, and she said to me, you always have to remember that everything you say when you're an announcer, like, you know, you do a radio show, but it applies to podcasts as well. Every little thing you drop, people are hearing and picking up on, and you're leaving, she referred to it as, you're leaving footsteps in the sand. And it kind of makes sense. Like, when I mentioned Crash Team Racing on Hamish and Andy, heaps of people reached out to me and were like, yes, Crash Team Racing is amazing. When I mentioned Blink-182 on Fofop, heaps of people are like, yes, I love Blink-182 too. And suddenly it's like, that's my in point. And I didn't plan to talk about any of this, but I guess the ultimate thing is, I spent so much of my life, particularly in my late teens, early 20s, and navigating adulthood for the first time, I spent so much of my life not knowing who I was. Well, knowing who I was, but not wanting to talk about the fact that I loved Blink-182 or Green Day or whatever the fuck my stupid hobby is. Well, even me saying it's a stupid hobby is self-deprecating, because no one's hobbies, unless their hobbies are murdering people, are stupid. Like, you should, yeah. Like, and I think, through podcasting, you live and breathe yourself, and I think that's really good. So that's the kind of point I wanted to make to finish up the show there. But here's this.
The plug!
Harry Potter and the Boys is back. Again, it's all going up on my YouTube channel. Chapter 30. Well, I'll just cut a little clip in here because I think it's really funny what the title of the chapter is, and I think that'll entice you to view.
Chapter 30. The teacher whose bum was Voldemort.
Please check it out. I would really appreciate it. Even if you're not a Harry Potter fan, I think this is a really funny pod. Sammy Garlep's back. He's hilarious on it. So I'd love for you to check that out. I'm having such a great time being back, and I can't wait to finish off book one. It is really awesome. As well as that, there is another Mic Talks with Jack Post going up this week. We did talk, I mentioned last week that we're going to launch a pod, but we talked a bit more about it, and it's just going to be too much responsibility for Jack to pick up. So Jack will just continue to be a guest on a bunch of my stuff. So apologies for that. There is another one with Jack going up. We really enjoyed doing it. So I might pop it up on, it'll be up on the YouTube channel. Again, the YouTube channel is the destination to see all my things. I will be doing more Mic Talks with more guests as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. As well as that, you can hear me on 3AW on Wednesdays at 2:30 p.m. till 3, talking about movies and streaming. And also, if you happen to be in Muswellbrook, which I believe is... Actually, where is Muswellbrook again? Where is Musselbrook? We need to Google this. Musselbrook is in the Hunter Valley. The Hunter Valley. If you're in that area of regional New South Wales, I am doing on Monday mornings a similar but shorter kind of thing with Dana Hamilton, who asked me to do it. So I'm just talking movies and TV shows. I'll cut some audio of both of those at some point in this. So that's a really cool op for me. I'm doing two little radio bits during the week now, which is fantastic. I think that's pretty much it. Check out podcasts I've guested on below in the description. Subscribe to the YouTube, patreon.com/RadioMike. That's pretty much it. Thank you so much for listening, guys. My name's been Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. I'm going to try and get all of them this time because there's a bunch of these. Don't block the MDF. I'm a very kind young man and some of your older staff could learn a lot from me. Don't lie to me because I'll see you. Oh my God, you might get a second Yahtzee. And the other one, I've probably missed a few, but then there's also Will Kennedy, finish your farm project. See you later, guys. Merry Gnomus. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.